This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac in Mandan, North Dakota, right on the strip, just down from Kiss Livestock and Auction. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Hope to see you at some point today. We're, Flag Day is such a big deal. We couldn't just do it one day. You know, we really had to beef it up a little bit, and the folks from Schwann stepped up in a big way. 80-foot flagpole has been erected, and the flag is officially going to be risen tomorrow. It's going up tomorrow. We're going to raise that flag, and Todd is going to be here for that live on the air as well. So it's a two-day celebration for us on What's on Your Mind of this wonderful flagpole. Ever since we started talking about this on the air, and Steve Schwann called in and said, I want to do this. So we said, you put a flag up, have it ready for Flag Day. We're going to come there and be there to celebrate it, and maybe in the same time encourage other businesses to do the same. If you do business in the greatest country on the face of the earth, I don't think it's too much to ask, and it's certainly not mandatory. It's just a friendly suggestion. Shouldn't a flag go up? Shouldn't a flag be up there saying, I love America, I celebrate America? I think so. I don't think that's too much to ask. I really don't. So I think that's our mission. You know, maybe we can get North Dakota to be number one in the Guinness Book of World Record. Most businesses with a flag, you know, most flags flying on homes. And, you know, we have a great story to tell. We're going to tell you the story today on the air, but you may have missed this. You've probably heard Jim the Flagpole Guy, okay? So how did Jim the Flagpole Guy come to be Jim the Flagpole Guy? Well, one day, and I don't even remember how long this has been. Jim will probably remember, and he's here a little later on. Somebody called into the program and wanted to buy a flag, but they didn't want to buy a foreign-made flag. They wanted a made-in-the-USA flag. And he said, can you get them? Can you buy them? Can you find them anywhere? And I said, I don't know, but I guarantee you somebody in this audience knows. That happens about once a week. Somebody will call and say, hey, do you know? I'm like I know. I don't know, but I'll ask the audience. They're the smart ones. And we get an answer. Well, in this case, Jim called in. And Jim said, you can, and here's where I get them. And I put them up for some customers because he was doing some construction work, had his own business around Williston. Well, anyway, we said, well, can we give your number out if somebody wants, you know, an American-made flag? So all of a sudden, call after call after call, and he decides, you know, maybe I ought to do this. Maybe I ought to just focus on putting flagpoles up. So now that's what he does. Last year was the first sort of full year of being completely organized about doing all this. And I said, Jim, how many flags do you think you can put up? Oh, I don't know. I did about 60 last year. How about 100? Can we do 100? Let's do 100. And last year, 2018, over 100 flagpoles. So, it's off and running now. So it's kind of a cool story. I love it. And we're celebrating it here today. And the good folks at Schwann's, they'll hand you a flag. I have one right here in my hot little hand. And I'm going to give this one away. I don't know how yet, though. I'll decide. Todd can help me decide. There's a military discount on the entire new inventory here at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, okay? And you get a free flag with the purchase of every used vehicle discounted for this very special event. They've got every used vehicle, every single one of them discounted just for this Flag Day event that starts today. Plus, you get the free flag. Plus, you get the military discount across the new inventory. Come on in. Check it out and see us right here broadcasting live. I'm here till 11:30 today, and Todd's here tomorrow. I think that's big news, Todd, don't you?
Everything absolutely.
Yeah. The flag going up tomorrow, it's a brand-new flag. It started with Jim the Flagpole Guy before he was Jim the Flagpole Guy. And the deals here at Schwann, that's big news. Do you know what? George Stephanopoulos, he doesn't care about flags. He might care about other flags. He probably is upset with that embassy that wouldn't let a rainbow flag fly. And by the way, if you want to fly a rainbow flag, fly the rainbow flag. Get the biggest one in the world. I don't care. It doesn't offend me in any way, shape, or form. But can we agree on this? That the U.S. flag, the American flag,
Betsy Ross kind of flag, the flag of the greatest country on the face of the earth, has no equal. None. And when you start saying, well, I want to fly that flag, and then that flag, bad idea. Bad idea. Anyway,
George Stephanopoulos. Did you have to put a little red light on top of that pole? Because that's kind of tall.
Might have to. Just so the jetliners don't ram into it.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea, Todd. Anyway, here's a question I have for you. George Stephanopoulos, ABC News. You see that in the little lineup there for today, Todd? A little audio soundbite,
yes.
Number.
Well, give me a sec. I'll have it in a sec.
And it is, it's less than a minute. I forget how long it is, but it's less than a minute. It's George Stephanopoulos asking a question of Donald Trump. Okay? So Papadopoulos, Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, I can't remember his name. The guy on ABC.
He's a cartoon character.
No, I think he's on Sesame Street on the weekend. He does
HR
ABC
stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, George Stephanopoulos, I should add, a former senior advisor to President Bill Clinton. That's what we call for ABC News, an unbiased journalist. Yeah, it's very interesting how that works. Anyway, here is his question
and Donald Trump's answer.
And everybody's really upset about this. They think this is big news today. They lost their mind. You know, these are the people that get up every day and say, Donald Trump tweeted. What did he tweet?
Why is that the cry every morning, too?
Happy Flag Day. He didn't. Oh, no, I can't believe it. You know, they just, whatever. If he pushes tweet, I think they have, you know, sirens that go off as alerts, and they freak out. I don't freak out. But here's what they're freaking out over today. Okay? So roll this cut.
Hey, hang on.
What
part of my computer died did you not see when I put that up there? All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
It's trying to play.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right, they come up with OPPO research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research.
So this is the question that has the entire leftist media and the Trump-hating mob flipping out today. So I just have a very simple question. When you hear that, what do you hear? I've got a couple of words that come to my mind. I'm not going to share that because I know this audience, way smarter than me, is going to come up with those words and many more. But you hear that? I mean, if you want to make something out of that, you sure can, right? But when you really listen closely to what he said and then sort of break it down, is that here's my bigger question. Please answer this question. What do you hear there? What do you take away? Donald Trump have answered that differently? Is what he said wrong? I don't know. I need the guidance of the audience. 258-0550, local number, 800-228-0550 today on the program, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd, 701-367-2054. That's right, 701-367-2054 today on the program. You can also Todd's 701-226-8503 or me. They're interchangeable. Just text us. We all get them. 701-367-2054. Here's my big question. Why is that a question? Why is that a question? You know, I mean, he's wanting to dredge this up. You know, Russia tried to influence our election. That, by the way, is a true statement. We know that. People have been indicted for that. The FBI's dug into that. Did Donald Trump do anything wrong? No. No, he didn't do anything wrong. Didn't collude, didn't do anything. So we got to keep that going so we gin up questions like this. But what a stupid question. Are there not 9 million other questions to ask? You know, look what's happening with Iran just this morning and ongoing. You know, get to the bottom of that. How about the border crisis? A full-fledged humanitarian crisis, an emergency at the border. And he's saying, you know, if you get opposition research from a foreign country, would you report it to the FBI or would you look at it? This is a question? This is something people want to know? I totally am perplexed by it altogether. I really think it's goofy. Steve Schwann is going to join us on the program today. We're going to talk a little bit about the celebration of Flag Day tomorrow and what's happening and their love of veterans here and how they take care of the military, and we appreciate that so much about them. So look forward to that conversation coming up a little later on the program. We had Kelly Armstrong scheduled to end up with a bunch of votes in the Judiciary Committee today, so we're going to do that tomorrow, I think, is when we're rescheduling that for. We also have Jim the Flagpole Guy here, who is the subject of a reality show. He is a one-man reality show, so that's going to be good. We're going to tell you a little bit about that and things that will be happening on Flag Day. And then we have, I promised this earlier in the week, we just haven't had a chance to get to it, but it is today that it will happen at 10:30 this morning. Big, big news to reveal for you on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
CJ and his team at DAC Diesel, hard at it today, wanted me to tell you that if you have anything diesel, I mean, we're talking anything diesel, they can get it running better than ever. They are really doing a lot of performance work on diesel engines, getting a little more torque out of them, and everything, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, just literally whatever. It's got diesel under the hood. You want to call the team at DAC Diesel 20-plus years of experience brought to every job. Got a great team. They do house calls. Engine maintenance, a big part of what they do. Very, very important. Make sure the other parts of your vehicle operate at top efficiency as well. So reach out now and prevent those major problems as we get into another busy growing season. DakDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Okay? I decided that I'm going to give away the flag that I have in my hot little hand to the first person that comes down on the strip here. And it a word to, by the way, Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. And there's a military discount on all the new vehicles. All their used vehicles have been discounted for the special event. And you buy a car, you get a free flag. But if you actually come in here and you do think Donald Trump's comments to George Stephanopoulos that are gripping the media today are a big deal, if you think it is truly, it's a big deal, you're really, oof, you can't even believe it, you come in here and tell me I think it's a big deal, I'm going to hand you a flag because we can have that disagreement in the greatest country in the face of the earth. We can vote for different presidents. We can have, that's my, so come on by. Just tell me. Be honest, please. Texter says, summer is officially here, baby. Do you want to know why this listener thinks summer is officially here, Ton?
Why is that?
County fairs.
Are we there already?
Yes.
Wow.
So, racing pigs in Botno today and tomorrow. McLean County on Saturday.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Was so not ready to hear the term county fairs today.
I thought it was racing pigs you didn't want to hear. That's you're okay with. I'm going to be hanging out with
okay
them at the state fair.
I mean, yeah. Daryl's kind of a recurring guy on our shows here, so I'm all in favor of raising pigs.
Oh, good. I'm just checking.
Especially properly prepared, but...
Texter says, that was Trump laying out some red meat for the media. That was the contraceptive question asked of Mitt. The difference is Trump will turn this around on the media like he always does. He does nothing by mistake. This is a smart listener right here, folks, that I'm reading from here.
I like how you went from pigs to red meat just so seamlessly. That was good.
Well, I learned, we like it all. The other white meat, the red meat, we love it all here.
Bacon makes everything better, you know.
I think my beef friends would tell you the most nutritious would be beef, but now the pork guys are going to call. But I think we got that. I think we got that. So, yeah. The difference is Trump will turn this around on the media like he always does. As a texter, he does nothing by mistake. If you hear nothing else today in the way of analysis about the president of the United States, folks, that right there is a word you want to hear, a phrase you want to hear. He does nothing by mistake. Wasn't it Hillbilly that took opposition research on Trump? You don't think Trump will not constantly remind the media of that? Another chess move with the media that is still playing checkers. Yeah, I don't disagree.
Hmm.
That's why I don't have too many people calling saying, ooh, I don't know, that was a bad deal. Somebody else has suggested a different answer. Here's what someone says, I wish he would have answered. Go ask Hillary Clinton. That's the real story, by the way. There's where the collusion with Russia was. I mean, the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton campaign, put money together, pay for a dossier, the guy goes over to Russia, gets a bunch of fake stories, brings it back here. That happened. That's why we had 2 years of Robert Mueller. That's how they play. Another texter says this is another mafia media setup. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, by the way, I see this texter says, Trump is right, and it's not illegal. Go pound sand, you leftist crybabies. We found a way to get pound sand, you leftist crybabies, in here. How about that? Pound sand, you leftist.
Mm.
Charles in Carrington, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I think Trump is just trolling them. He's just putting out some bait for them to take after. And when it comes to the 2020 election, they try to bring up all this other stuff that they've been in the media about. I think it's all going to come to a head at that time, and he'll bail them down.
You're going to just pop the popcorn and watch this happen, aren't you, Charles?
Yep, that's what I think I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think he's a lot smarter than the average reporter.
Yeah, I just don't think it's any, you know, I mean, you know what he is? Well, I don't want to say it because I said I wouldn't say it. But I have some words in mind that just, it's sort of like the other caller saying, he doesn't change his style when he's dealing with these folks in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to say it. Transparent. He's transparent. He's honest. You know, most people, when George Stephanopoulos asked that question, would have given some gobbledygook. Of course I'd go to the FBI. Of course I'd go to the FBI immediately. Absolutely. But instead he answers it honestly. He said, what? Opposition research isn't new. This has been done forever. By the way, the Democrats are very good at it. They're very good at it. That's how they remain, with a few important seats in North Dakota for so many years. You know, they just are really, really, really good at it. And
they're really good at being crooked.
Yeah, and slinging dirt. And, good point, Gerald. Charles, thank you very much. But his point is opposition research isn't new. So every time somebody brings you opposition research, you're going to run to the FBI now and say, well, I got it because it came from them. I mean, come on. However, if you come across a plot, somebody is, going to infiltrate the United States and have, you know, key districts, hundreds of thousands of people swing the vote. Yeah, of course. Guess what? Russia did that in the last election. Under the Obama administration, they knew about it and did nothing about it. There again, something the media misses. And it didn't even influence the outcome of the election. So we were fortunate. Jim and Bismarck, what's your take? Go ahead.
I just wanted to correct you on the pronunciation of that guy who interviewed the president. His name is pronounced Snotalopoulos.
Oh, Snotalopoulos. Okay, all right. Thank you. I don't know why I get him and Snuffleupagus mixed up, but, you know. We digress.
It's easily done. I mean, you can't help that.
Yeah.
I have another comment, if I can.
Sure.
I call one of the most famous Democrats around, Pollutant Pelosi. She pollutes her own neighborhood, her own city, her own state, and her own country.
There you go. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that new nickname for Nancy. We'll pass that along to the president. He calls her nervous Nancy. I kind of like that nervous Nancy. Mark and Bismarck, turn your radio down so we can hear me. Mark listens, obviously, Todd, doesn't he? And listens well because he's got that radio blasting.
Love it.
Yes. Last 20 seconds of this segment is yours, Mark. Go ahead.
The only thing Trump doesn't understand, he made that comment about the Russians searching. Came up over and over again. He made his comments yesterday about it's all, you know, something I would do. He has way too many people against him in the media. It keeps coming up. It doesn't help him.
So do you think somebody out there hears that and goes, oh, I can't vote for him because he likes Russia?
I know people who have done that. I talk to them. Sometimes I have a...
Got it. Good point.
A message from North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions. Wind energy, a growing energy resource in North Dakota. Two new wind projects will begin construction this year, and a third may be approved by the PSC in the coming weeks. Combined, this is $1 billion invested in 2019. This will generate $25 billion in sales tax, landing directly in the North Dakota Treasury. 700 megawatts of new power, 450 landowners receiving more than $112 million in lease payments over a 30-year time frame. And five counties will see $100 million in tax revenue over the next 30 years. 750 construction jobs will keep restaurants and hotels busy during the construction season of 2019. And once complete, three new wind farms provide 25 new permanent jobs, paying an average of $70,000 a year. Wind energy, a key part of North Dakota's all-of-the-above energy policy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
That from the ABC News interview, California Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris reacts.
He is yet again open to the idea of working with foreign governments to undermine the integrity of our election system. It's outrageous, and it tells me the guy just doesn't understand the job and can't do it very well.
Dozens of officers injured during a protest in Memphis last night after law enforcement killed a man who was wanted on multiple warrants. When they tried to stop him, he rammed his vehicle into squad cars and then got out of his with a weapon. After they killed him, a crowd gathered to protest the shooting and things turned violent. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Top of the hour. Steve Schwann is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. I hear him, but I can't see him. Yeah, he's coming this way. And what else was I going to tell you? Tomorrow, I'm going to be up at the Hawk Museum. And, of course, the Hawk Museum every year has their antique farm show that's just so darn much fun. We have a blast up there. And tomorrow will be no exception for that. There's a little early bird event tonight, and then it kicks off tomorrow. I was up there last year, 2 years ago, I don't remember when I was there last, but the night before, in Martha's Kitchen, did they cook up the vittles. I'm telling you, it's so good, you can't even believe it. So, we'll be up there tomorrow, and hope you come on by, take it in, and join us there. Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, is going to be here. So, not one, but 2 days of fun from Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, because Todd will be here for the official flag raising on Flag Day. And I think we're doing that like at 10:06 tomorrow, Todd. Is that right? Is that the time?
Yep, 10:06. Yeah.
All right, great. Who's actually raising the flag, Steve?
Well, we've got the Knights of Columbus are going to be here, and they're going to sing the national anthem also. And I think my sons and I are going to do the cranking of the flag, I hope.
Very
That's
nice.
How it works like that.
Very nice.
We're going to be serving cupcakes, red, white, and blue cupcakes out there tomorrow. So all the people who come and listen to the raising of the flag and the national anthem, which is going to be exciting. Our employees are all going to be out there, so we're expecting a real nice crowd.
That'll be fun. Last time I was with you on the radio, we were feeding a bunch of vets.
Yeah, what a great thing, you know, that I started working on that already. You know, it's time's going fast.
Amazing.
We'll be talking about Veterans Day pretty soon already, and I know there's a lot of veterans listening. Hopefully some of the vets come out tomorrow. I know we've got some of the motorcycle clubs going to stop out. We've got some Cub Scouts coming out tomorrow also, so I think we're going to have a very nice crowd out here tomorrow.
That'll be fantastic. Now, how did this all come to be?
Well, you know, it's something that we thought about for the last couple of years, 2-3 years, and we put together every year in December we do a planning for the store as far as store goals and department goals and various. And one of the store goals came up where, let's do a flag this year. It's really the timing's right. Everything's right for it. So we sat down as a management team and we put that together, and it was one of our second quarter goals. And, of course, I've always heard the flag man on your show, and I said, well, let's reach out to him and see what we can do. And, of course, Jim was very, very hospitable to work with, easy to work with, and what a professional job. What a beautiful flag.
Doesn't he just, he puts up a nice flag.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, everything's just perfect.
Yeah, you know, from the pollards to the turned aluminum on the flagpole. I mean, it's a gorgeous pole. It really is. It's going to be there forever. And, again, I'm excited to see how big that flag is and how it sticks up there. It's going to be great.
And Flag Day, of course, is a day that, I don't know, it just sort of comes and goes, and you note it when it's here, but you don't really necessarily celebrate it to the degree that, you know, we probably should. So I love the fact that you're doing this all around Flag Day.
Yeah, when we put this together, Jim was big on this, and we started talking about it. I think it was probably in about February, March, and, of course, let's coincide it with Flag Day, and it takes time to get the parts and the flag and all that stuff, and 11 yards of concrete around the flagpole. The hole is 8 feet deep. It's got a lightning rod that goes into the ground, so we don't have to worry about lightning destroying the thing and all that stuff. So four big pollards around it so nobody can hit it when we're moving snow or driving on the lot, and it really fits in there. So when we put the lights up, 19,000 litmus flag lights that are going to shine for the half staff of the flag and the one when it's at full staff at night. So it'll be fully lit all the time, which is what we're really excited about, too.
That is fantastic. And, of course, a great spot here right on the strip. So
yeah, you can see it up and down the strip. You can see it when you come across the bridge in Bismarck. You're going to be able to see it from the interstate over there on the north side of us over here, too. So it's exciting there to see that.
That's fantastic. How's business?
Business has been good. As I said, we're into our springtime and our summertime mode right now, so things are starting to crank up for the summertime. Used cars have been good. A little short on new pickups right now, but we got a bunch of them coming, which is great. Some great product, innovative things. We've got the new 3/4-ton GMC that's coming out here in July. We're excited about that, and we've got some new Cadillacs, the XT6 that's coming out in July also, which is all new car. So we're excited about some of the stuff that's happening with the General Motors, and we've got a great selection of used cars right now. And again, anybody comes in here, they're eligible for the military discounts on the new, but everybody gets a flag, new or used, whatever they buy, they get a nice flag to take home and display for Flag Day and for the 4th of July, which is coming up, which is another big event.
And, of course, the military discount across the new car inventory, right?
Right, so. And that's really good. There's some, you know, some pretty good incentives that makes it worthwhile being in the service when you buy a car.
Yeah, that's great. And all used vehicles discounted for the special event, as you said, the free flags, too. So lots of reason to come on by, including red, white, and blue cupcakes.
Yeah, red, white, and blue cupcakes. I hope I got enough of them.
That sounds fantastic. By the way, you mentioned the, you know, some of the new designs. GMC trucks have turned into a head turner. I think that's really innovative. I like the grill. I like some of the curves on the side. They're really juicing these things up, right?
They make a bold statement, and we see our new 3/4-ton. It really gets bold. It really stands high. It's probably going to stand about 6 inches higher than the normal 3/4-ton. So you're going to be, when you're pulling up to the stop sign, you're going to be looking down at whoever you're going to be looking at. No more looking up and in the competition. So we're going to be really excited about having that, and it's a great powertrain. Lots of horsepower, good mileage. New transmissions and various things like that. So we're really excited about some of the new product that's coming out.
Fantastic. Well, I hope folks come on by and check it out. You, by the way, already got a good start on Flag Day because I see a lot of flags on almost every vehicle.
Yes, we try to put them out there. That's something we're going to run all the way through July with the flags. It's something we're really proud of when we got them on all the cars and stuff like that. You know, it's just a really great feeling, patriotic feeling, that when you get this flag thing up, and it's good. My employees are really fired up about tomorrow. I mean, that's really neat when you see the employees take part in it, and they're excited about having the biggest flag on the strip or biggest one in Bismarck, man, however you want to put it, and something you look up at, and it's going to be there forever. And it's a great feeling.
That's fantastic. Well, looking forward to it. And for folks that can't be here, we feel bad, but we're going to stream it live, so you'll be able to watch it.
Right, and I know Todd's going to be out here tomorrow, and I think we have one of your competitors is going to be here tomorrow, and hopefully the TV stations get out there. We're going to have that out there. But I'd just like to welcome everybody to come on out, and it's going to take us 15, 20 minutes to do it. It's a great event, and I want to thank you again for coming out here today. It's really important to us to see you. It's always good, and hopefully we'll see you at the Veterans Feed
in
November again.
That's an annual.
Yeah, that's an annual deal there. It's been going on forever and ever, so we're excited about that. And some of your vets hopefully come out tomorrow, and I've talked to a few that are going to be here, and that's what it's about.
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us. Come on by and see us, folks. We're broadcasting live at Swan Buick GMC Cadillac, and we're right on the strip in Mandan. And tomorrow, that flag's going up. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here to tell us a little bit about that later on in the program. Also, let's see what else. Oh, I have to tell you, I got big news at the bottom of the hour. And Charles Tuttle is going to be here. I ran into Charles at the event with Heidi Heitkamp and Amy Klobuchar downtown Fargo, I don't know, a week or so ago. And Charles was telling me about the petitions that he's circulating. And every one of them, I'm like, do you understand what you just said there. And we're going back and forth on the street, and I had to go, and I said, well, you got to come on the show. You got to explain this, talk about it, because I do want people, A, to know what's in them. You know, fairs are coming up, county fairs, state fairs, everything else. So, you know, you're going to be asked to sign these. And some people, I think, sign them just to sign them and be done and, you know, not really pay attention to what's on them. And other people, obviously, want to see them on a ballot and a question being asked. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what camp you're in on any of those, but I want you to know what you're being asked to sign. So we're going to go through those with Charles, who's rather famous for circulating petitions, and of course has been on the ballot before, and we love him especially for the Trump hats. Goes to every event. If you've got to give him credit for this one, Todd. At the event with Amy Klobuchar and Heidi Heitkamp, he's selling Trump hats. Isn't that beautiful? Right in front, too, right on Broadway in downtown Fargo. You can't make it up.
And nobody harassed him or anything like that, because I could just see some folks coming over and giving him grief on that one. But
no harassment that I saw. No,
okay,
no.
Good deal.
So anyway, he'll be here.
Not everybody can have those guts. That's fantastic.
Exactly right. So let's see what else we have here. Oh, I mentioned the Hawk Museum, and I did not tell you that we want to thank our fine sponsors that are bringing us to Wolford tomorrow. We'll be in Wolford-Rolla area tomorrow for the Hawk Museum Antique Farm Show. Going to be great fun. But thanks to Legacy Grain, thanks to Bremer Bank, thanks to Envision, thanks to First International Bank and Trust, and Merchants Bank. So really appreciate those folks coming together and sponsoring our broadcast from up there tomorrow. So if you see them, thank them. Because, honestly, a lot of people see that Hawk Museum as a great little treasure that doesn't necessarily get the attention that it should. So, pretty neat. Okay, so a couple of texts I need to get caught up on here. What is with the Public Service Commission? That's all it says with a question mark. What is up with the Public Service Commission? Why would they be saying that, do you think, Todd? What is up with the Public Service Commission?
Wind farm that's not going to happen?
I guess that's probably it. They didn't say anything more than that, but I'm guessing that's what it is. Somebody else here is asking the question whether or not the U.S. Fish and Wildlife had anything to do with it. I guess judging by the comments we've heard explaining the vote, the answer to that would have to be yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they had everything to do with it.
Exactly, yeah. And this is a worry to me. Let me just explain this. If you don't like wind development, you're probably thinking, good for them. Glad the PSA shut that down today. That's fantastic. But then when you say, well, why did they shut it down? Because of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the Game and Fish of North Dakota would play a part in that as well. I forget who had the greater part, but there's usually a collaboration where Game and Fish will say, well, we need to ask U.S. Fish and Wildlife, whatever. Folks, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife is not exactly your friend. Unless you would like a Buffalo Commons. Now, North Dakota is a busy place. North Dakota is the number two oil-producing country, state rather, in the country. McKenzie County is the number one county in the state. Okay, let's just use that as an example right now. We have coal production. We have a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal, and we strip mine coal here, which means we take big scoops of the earth out. We find the coal down there. Then we put the earth back and the land back and the grass back and everything else. We reclaim it, right? Well, if you are the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, you don't want any of that to happen. You don't want oil development to happen. You don't want coal development to happen. You don't want any of it to happen. Okay? But mind you, we do all that, and you tell me whether or not you legitimately think our opportunities for wildlife are limited as a result of this. They're not. So, like wind, don't like wind. Worry about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife having influence over three elected leaders of the Public Service Commission. Now, the Public Service Commission can't stop everything, but they certainly touch a lot of coal development, and they certainly touch a lot of wind development and some pipelines. So, this is something we need to be very worried about. We're gonna dig into this as we go forward, but that's something we ought to think about. Tell me your thoughts. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's a very poor decision by the PSC. I can't believe they did that. And number two, do we really have to listen to 18 more months of the Dems and the Repubs re-election fun time? I don't think I can last.
Well, I don't know that we have any choice. Unless you want to stick your head in the sand, it's going to be knocked down, drag out. I think we pretty much saw it to a certain degree with Trump and the fellow Republicans, right, leading up to him getting the nomination, and then Trump v. Hillary. So we've seen this movie before, 4 years ago, 3 years ago now. But I don't think we can get out of there. I don't think we can get away from it. I really don't. Texture says, I think PSC used the wildlife as an excuse to deny the wind project. There's just about no local support for the Burke County project. A few days ago, you had two callers from Bismarck area telling you about who supports it. Why not get someone from Burke County to talk about it? We can, yeah, and I, you know, again, here's who I worry about in this. I worry about property owners. Property owners ought to be able to say, I want it or I don't want it. Not the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's what you better worry about, folks. And again, wind is controversial. There's no question about it. Wind is, for any variety of reasons, if you're in the coal industry, you don't like wind because it's a competitor. And it's a competitor that got some favors, like a production tax credit, which is being phased out, but is there, and is something that causes some people to point at it, which was designed to prop it up, obviously, and get it off the ground, and it worked, and it's taken off. And it's taken off to the point now that utilities prefer it, because guess what happens? They've got, I'll say it, jihadists, also known as eco-terrorists, who want to kill fossil fuels, so they use it as a blunt force instrument. So if I'm in coal, I wouldn't like that either. I'm trying to be the realist here to say the landscape for energy is what it is. We can't change it. So if landowners here have an option to put a wind turbine up, get 10,000 a turbine per year, get some additional income, I'd like them to have that option. If they collectively say, no, I hate it, I don't want it, fine, they spoke. But I don't want U.S. Fish and Wildlife saying no. Because as soon as they say no and win that battle, guess what? They're coming for oil. They're coming for coal. Because they are the kind of eco-terrorists, too, that want a Buffalo Commons. Meanwhile, we have no issues to speak of. You know, people in the oil industry, people in the coal industry, people in the wind industry, farmers, ranchers, landowners, they care as much about wildlife opportunities for sportsmen as anybody. I just don't, the argument really irritates me, if you can't tell. We are, speaking of coal, though, brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And the very reason this entity exists is because in Minnesota and North Dakota, you have reliable, affordable energy, which is a huge benefit to businesses. If you didn't have that, everything would cost more. Okay? So families, budgets are impacted by this. Businesses, can they hire? Can they expand? Aren't impacted by this, but they need allies. They need folks like you. So join them. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Tony, out in the Badlands, wants to weigh in. Tony, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just got to remind people about road construction. You know, they got a new law that's called the zipper effect. When you merge into a construction zone, I don't understand it. I don't like it. I'm a truck driver, and I got to leave a buffer cushion. I got a lot of weight, and that zipper effect, I'll have three cars squeezing in front of me, and now I got to slow down. I'm not a fan of it at all. But, you know, they got to race in to get that front spot, you know, and people just got to slow down in construction zones. I just don't get it. And it just bothers me. I wish they had cameras at every flag lady or guy person that says slow down and watch these idiots bottleneck into one another. And it's just, wow. I feel sorry for road construction guys. They got to put up with idiots on the road. I see it all the time. I just like, I'm not a fan of that zipper. It says a mile down the road, right lane closed. Dude, get in the left lane. You're not going to wait until you see the arrows and then try to merge in. I'm just not a fan of it. But anyway,
but that's what the zipper is, right?
It is. But I'm not a disgruntled truck driver, okay? But I agree with you with the wind turbine. It's up to the landowner. Fish and Wildlife has no business telling a landowner what they can do with their land. You know, I'm with you 100% on that, Scott. Anyway, I know you got a busy show. Just had to vent a little bit on this road construction. People wake up.
I'm glad you did. I saw a story the other day that said this zipper thing maybe isn't as all it's made out to be, so maybe we're rethinking that. I'd never heard the term until we did a talk radio town hall one time with Trooper Talk. And the troopers were on and saying that, you know, kind of explaining it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. So, in other words, I don't merge over early. In other words, if I see 200 yards down left, you know, merge, I'm going to start merging. But the zipper thing, you supposedly wait to the last minute and then get in and zipper over. I don't know how that's safe on an interstate with those.
I don't know. It used to be the rude thing to do.
Yes. People on the outside, they're flying into it, you know, and I don't like it because I got to leave a buffer because you're going from 65 to 40 to 25. You got to keep slowing down. People flying in there, you know. But anyway, Scott, you guys got a great show. I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks for listening. Texas says U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the largest landowner in Burke County. If they are, I'm going to hurl, if that's the case. I think I might. That's just, oh my gosh. I appreciate that. Other texts, other comments, and much more to go on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
For a few years, you heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.